Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, with the deception taking place in this country, the deception through the World Health Organization, I'm going to begin with the way in which societies, via propaganda, brainwash their countries. Now, this is going to be a quote from J. Edgar Hoover. The book was Masters of Deceit. Quote, "It is the function of mass agitation to exploit all grievances, hopes, aspirations, prejudices, fears, and ideals of all the special groups that make up our society, social, religious, economic, racial, political. Stir them up, set one against the other, divide and conquer. That's the way to soften up a democracy." J. Edgar Hoover, Masters of Deceit. This is what is happening with this psychological operation in this country. The article is Global Research. It was September 22nd, 2022, about 8-9 days ago, and it is appropriate presently. Now, this is a government that lies, cheats, steals, spies, kills, maims, enslaves, breaks the laws, overreaches its authority, and abuses its power at almost every turn, treats its citizens like faceless statistics and economic units to be bought, sold, bartered, traded, and tracked, and wages wars for profit, jails its own people for profit, and has no qualms about spreading its reign of terror abroad. Again, this was the Global Research. The author was John W. Whitefield and Nasha Whitefield, September 22nd, 2022. Waging war on the American people and waging war on the nations of the world can only be done by empire. The Bible says, a tree is known by its fruit. A good tree brings forth good fruit. An evil tree brings forth evil fruit. What's happening is the American people, regardless of political affiliation, are beginning to recognize the fruit of the tree. Even the Democrats, both Democrat and Republican, are paying the price for the deception in this country. It's getting you in the pocketbook. It's getting you in your health. Everywhere. Your children are not safe. So, another point that he makes out, and that they make in this article, this government is a government that is almost indistinguishable from evil. It claims to be fighting. Whether the evil takes place in the form of terrorism, torture, drug trafficking, sex trafficking, murder, violence, theft, pornography, scientific experiments, which we are being experimented on through the swabs that have been put up our nose, through the vaccinations that many have been given. You are a guinea pig. The American people, the people of the world, are guinea pigs. They're being experimented on. They're being changed from human to partially something else, whether it be monkey or fly or who knows what is happening. I have a friend that his children decided they wanted him to have a DNA test. So he did a DNA test. And it turns out in the testing they found that he has Neanderthal blood, DNA. Neanderthal DNA. From the creatures before Adam was created. Way before Adam was created. In the other, I don't know if you want to call it a civilization, but it was another world. And in that world you had caveman before Adam. 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 years ago, I don't know. But he had Neanderthal DNA. I've done a program 4 or 5 months ago that they have found that there is in Europe, Western Europe, they are taking Neanderthal DNA and we're putting it in batches of the vaccinations. We'll be back in a few minutes. Scientific experiments on the people of the world. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty. Well, it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality, 970-825-9305.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play It Fun Word, the party you never had. At playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Thank you.
So what is happening, what is being done, is this whole country is under a psychological program of deception. We are being influenced. It's basically MK Ultra, but you're not being shocked. You're not being given LSD or these type of things. But every night, every day, you are being bombarded. If you're watching Netflix, whatever it is you're watching, there is a plan to subliminally present to you things that you don't are not aware. You're not aware that you are being moved in your thinking in a certain direction. It's a mind control. We're in a mind control. What's the word? We're as a society, but not just society, internationally, we are under psychological operations internationally. Now, the Pentagon, according to the article, was compelled to order a sweeping review of clandestine U.S. psychological warfare operations, or PSYOPs, conducted through social media platforms. All of them. The investigation comes in response to reports suggesting that United States military has been creating bogus personas with AI-generated profile pictures and fictitious media sites on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, in order to manipulate social media users. Psychological warfare, as the United States Army's 4th Psychological Operation Group explained in a video released earlier in the year. This enables the government to pull the strings, turn everything they touch into a weapon, be everywhere, deceive, persuade, change, influence, and inspire. This article, again, is excellent. Global Research, September 22, 2022, John and Nisha Whitehead. This is what is happening in this country. We are being pitted against one another. Just like J. Edgar Hoover stated. He said, again, it is the function of mass agitation to exploit all grievances, hopes, aspirations, prejudices, fears, ideals of all the special groups that make up our society, social, religious, economic, racial, political, stir them up, set one against the other, divide and conquer. That's the way to soften up a democracy. This, the people of this country have been softened up for the coming Antichrist. I hate to present it to you that way, but this is exactly what is happening. Now, I'm going to go on a little later in the article. It says here, we are this policing of the mind is exactly the danger author Jim Keith warned about when he predicted that information and communication sources are gradually being linked together into a single computerized network, providing an opportunity for unheralded control of what will be broadcast, that will be said, what will be said, and ultimately what will be thought. We've already seen this play out on the state and federal level with hate crime legislation that cracks down on so-called hateful thoughts and expression, encourages self-censoring, and reduces free debate on various subject matters. This is the condition of the this nation in the Bible. It will happen in this country, and the people of this country will eventually be willing to accept the coming mark of the beast, the coming Antichrist psychological programs, a military program, a religious program, and a economic program. You can't buy or sell. You're being programmed to accepting what's coming. Well, there's going to be a digital system in place, true. But further on down the line, then it's going to shift from not just a digital system, but it's going to be a system that's going to involve religion. And you're going to have to worship this coming individual in the book of Revelation. I always present this to this audience. The book of Revelation is more pertinent as a book now more than ever before, because you don't have to be religious to see what is happening and the technology that exists. You don't have to be religious to know that the weather is going crazy. The changes in the weather patterns, of course, they're man-made, which in Revelation chapter 13, the technology is there to be able to get everybody to, some say it's going to be taking a chip. I don't think it's a chip. It's something deeper than that. I think already we're being bombarded with this nanotechnology. We don't know what is in our bodies. Then people that are getting the vaccinations, it's the graphene oxide, I think it's called. So the end goal of these campaigns is packaged in the guise of a greater good, to see how far the American people will allow the government to go in reshaping the country in the image of a totalitarian police state. And this is what the Antichrist system will be. Totalitarian. The government's fear-mongering is yet another key element in its mind control programming. It's a simple enough formula. National crises, global pandemics, continued terrorist attacks, sporadic shootings, this is all leaving this country and the people of this country in a constant state of fear. The emotional panic that accompanies fear actually shuts down the prefrontal cortex, or the rational thinking part of our brains. In other words, when we are consumed by fear, we stop thinking. I know that when I was working at a hardware store in Boulder, and I was there when the pandemic began. And within a week, eventually the owners decided, well, everybody should wear masks. And everyone that was an employee, we had to put the mask on. We had to make sure that our hands were clean. Some chose to wear latex gloves. Everybody was confused. We didn't know what to do. Then eventually they thought, well, this thing is so contagious, they began to put up plastic shields in front of each register. And some people were so fearful that they would take their products that they were buying, lay them on the counter, and they'd stand back 3 or 4 feet away from the counter. And they didn't want to purchase anything that you touch with your hand. If you didn't have gloves on, they didn't want the item. It was a transition. Eventually, within 2-3 weeks, there was plastic between the customer and the individual. The customers didn't want you touching their credit cards. Sometimes you had to, because you had to enter the credit card numbers in by hand if the machine wouldn't take the chip. and read the chip. And then in the break room, we sat 6 feet apart. We had two banks of tables about 15 foot long. And you'd have one person at one end, another person at the other end, and one person in the middle. And they really had to schedule the break time so that you didn't have 15 people at break. It would be six, maybe, in the lunchroom at one time. And everybody was trying to get their balance on their balance psychologically. We didn't know really what to do. It took a little bit, and then eventually, you start thinking, this is too much. And it was. And eventually, you didn't have to wear gloves. You did have to wear the mask. Then eventually, you didn't have to wear the mask a year later. Then you didn't have to have the plastic divider between you and the customer. Then everybody wanted the jabs. And they would come into the break room and brag about getting the jab. Others would say, yeah, I've already had my second jab or vaccination. And if somebody would cough just because they get something in their throat, everybody would look at that individual. Uh-oh, he's got COVID. Or if you, and we'd come in, you had to take your temperature. They'd shoot this thing in your ear. Then eventually they had another device where you just aim it at the forehead and they could tell your temperature. If you had a cough, if you were hoarse, if you were sore throat, an earache, well, they let you go home. Fear. It increases the power of government. It divides the people into factions. It persuades them to see each other as the enemy. It keeps them screaming at each other so that they drown out all the other sounds. You don't use any reasoning. Reasoning, it goes bye-bye. It flies out the window. Going on with the article. In this way, they never reach consensus about anything. They're going to be too distracted to notice the police state closing in on them until the final crushing curtain falls. I thought this was a very good article because it's explaining exactly the condition of what is happening in this country. Democrat, Republican, the government, the people, America, the nations, the United States, the evil enemy Russia, Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump. So this Machiavellian scheme has so ensnared the nation that few Americans even realize they are being brainwashed or manipulated into adopting a us-against-them mindset. Us-against-them mindset. All the while, those in power, bought and paid for by the lobbyists and corporations, are moving their costly agendas forward. This is where we are, and this is all leading to the coming beast system. Not just digital, but worship, military, and economic. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes. Podcast 1360, KHNC.com, The Present Truth.
Hey,
yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Again, I'm reading from an article out of Global Research, the 22nd of September. John W. Whitehead, that's globalresearch.com. Whitehead, John, and Nisha. Masters of Deceit, the United States Government's Propaganda of Fear, Mind Control, and Brain Warfare. Okay, to continuing, 100 years ago, there was an author that wrote a book, Edward L. Bernays, and he referred to the invisible government, which is the true ruling power of the United States of America. One of the quotes is, "We are governed, our minds are molded, our tasks, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men who have never heard of, we've never heard of in almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct or ethical thinking, we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons who understand the mental process and social patterns of the masses." This is powerful. "It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind. These people were able to cause a civil war. These people, more sophisticated at the beginning of World War I, even more sophisticated in their programming in World War II. In Germany, the propaganda, the machine, the way in which they deceived a whole nation of brilliant people. If we in America don't believe that we are under a psychological operation of deceit, which we are, but the thing is you have to realize it, and then once you realize it, then you have an idea of what to stay away from. It's like quicksand. Certain areas of an area that there's a place here in one of the lakes up in the mountains by Bear Lake. And on the west side of this little lake, they have a moss bed. This thing can go down 10, 20, 30 feet. And you have to be careful that you don't walk out into that moss bed. Cattle have walked out into that and fallen and disappeared. It's a valley, a sharp crevice, or I don't know what you want to call it, that just over the hundreds of years, moss has built up, and it looks like solid ground. You walk onto it, boom, you're gone. There are signs, danger. You have to be able to look at what the media is saying so you don't get caught. Okay, it is these people who pull the wires which control the public mind. Now, I'm going to bring in Adam and Eve. Now, the devil, what he does, he is the one who studies. He's the one who studies everybody's personality. He studied male or female, young or old. Satan studies your psychological profile. He knows what you like. He knows what you don't like. He knows, as an adult, as people get into their early 20s, he knows the type of food you like to eat. If you are psychologically patterned into sports, he understands. He's the one who studies your psychological profile. He knows everything about you. And because he knows everything about you, he can deceive you. Now, what he did with Adam and Eve, he studied Adam. And he realized that he could not deceive Adam. Adam was too psychologically sound in his knowledge of God and the commandments that God had given him. One commandment, do not eat of a certain tree. So the deceiver went to Eve. And he studied, and he studied, and he studied, and he found her weakness. What was her weakness? She wanted power. She wanted authority. She saw the power and authority that Adam had just because he had been created before she had been created. She was brought out of his rib. She wanted authority. And so what was the conversation, what did the devil tell her? What did the deceiver tell her? He said, you eat of this tree, you will be as God. Authority, power. Well, where did Lucifer begin his fall? He believed that he could take the throne of God and dwell as ruler in God's throne. So he was totally deceived, and now he's using that same technique on Eve, and the people of the world are having the same technique used on them. The military, the governments, they study the psychological profile of their people, and they know how to manipulate, and how to, like World War I. We didn't need to go into that war. There was a movie, Sergeant, let's see, what was the name of that? Sergeant York. Yes. And in that movie, you can see the psychological debate and the manipulation of Sergeant York's thinking. He's a man who didn't believe in murder or killing, but they were able to, in that movie, convince him that it was the proper thing to do to go to war. Well, for those that have been in military, God is sovereign, God is wise, and men and nations are to protect their nations. In our situation in this country, no, it was for power. But it's okay. We are not held accountable for what we don't know. We're held accountable for what we do know. So Satan studied Eve. You will be like God. You will have power. You will have authority. And what's happening in the world today? What has happened? Actually, not happening. What has happened? There are those who, like Bill Gates, who have had a taste of power and authority, and it is the most powerful aphrodisiac, I guess I'll use that, that man can have. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out, that started on $25 per month, to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with My Kind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1,
okay, and we're going to finish this article. So, they're finishing out the article by saying that for years, the powers that be, the politicians, bureaucrats who think like tyrants, and act like dictators, regardless of what party they belong to, have attempted to brainwash the American people into believing, and the people of the world, to believing that we in this country have no rights. We are not to think for ourselves, make decisions about our health, protect our homes, families, businesses, to act in our best interests, demand accountability and transparency from government, or generally operate as if we are in control of our own lives. We have every right, and you know, why do we have these rights? Because, and I talked about the Declaration of Independence yesterday, because the Declaration states we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights to life, liberty, property, the pursuit of happiness, and no government can take that away from us. So they finish by saying it is time to remind the government that we, the people, are the ones in charge. And like I had stated yesterday on the program, that there will come a time when the Constitution is going to be eliminated as the document of this land. It will come to pass. There will be a new system, it'll be a new law, new laws put in place in this country. It will not be the Constitution of the United States of America. I don't believe that there'll be states. I think they're going to do away with states and the constitutions of each state and the laws of each state. I'm pretty sure that for 30 years they've been talking about regions in this country, possibly 10 regions. I believe that'll probably be the case. And each of the regions will have an appointed government, an individual or group of individuals for each region, and then it'll be broken down from there. But everybody will be appointed. There'll be no more voting. There's not going to be any more going to vote your conscience. Nope. And because we're going to be in what I would call global shutdown, because we're going to be in a continued state of war, the new government will just take over, and the American people will be told what to do, what you can have, what you can't have. I think they're going to do away with ownership, property ownership. We don't know what is coming. We can assume, we can predict, we can consider, but eventually we're going to find out. So with the article, again, you know, I just felt I needed to present this. When the Constitution is destroyed, and they are working on it right now, this administration is moving toward putting in power someone to replace Joe Biden. They don't know who. I don't think they have, in a sense, they may not have Barack Obama in mind. He's the one that will eventually take over. In my view, there is no one on the Democratic side, no one that even many Republicans would even consider putting back in power except for Barack Obama. And then, when this does occur, he will have to destroy the Constitution. You know, one thing about this individual, he is a constitutional lawyer. And there was a speech he gave a couple of years ago, and he stood in front of the Constitution, and the Constitution was in the backdrop, and he was giving the speech, and right in that backdrop, there was in red letters, rewriting the Constitution. rewriting the Constitution. And it was right behind him. You could read it. This was a subliminal. Who's rewriting the Constitution? I believe he is. What is the new Constitution going to be look like? It's definitely not going to be what we have today. The intentions are they're rewriting the new Constitution for this country. I don't see anyone else who will be able to fit the bill to replace Joe Biden. All the policies that Joe Biden is carrying out presently are Obama policies. Joe Biden is not a leader. Joe Biden is only, has always been, will always be a follower. He has never been a leader. He does not have the personality. He's not psychologically made up that way. He is a follower. He is taking orders. He is not giving directions. He's being told what to say, what to present, what to do, and he's having a hard time doing that. It will not be Kamala Harris. It will not be Nancy Pelosi. There's only one person that I can think of that is going to come back to power. Barack Obama. Barry Satoru. That's his Christian name. Barack Obama, his Muslim name. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexapure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360khnc.com.
Could your child use an extra boost in school? Are they in elementary school and looking to improve self-confidence? Or in high school hoping to raise their grades to get into the college of their dreams? Then Grade Potential Tutoring has the right tutor for you and your family. Grade Potential Tutoring has provided award-winning in-home and online tutoring services for almost 20 years. With COVID-19, this school year has been like no other, and many parents are reaching out for extra support. Let our friendly staff at Grade Potential Tutoring answer all your questions and explain how we can help your child. Call now and we will match you with the perfect tutor to help your child succeed. We also tutor all college classes. We can help with all your tutoring needs. So call right now for your free, no-obligation tutoring consultation.
800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. That's 800-695-0376.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life,
well, weeks come and weeks go. We're at the end of this week. Over the weekend, on Sunday from 9 to noon, join me for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And this Sunday, I am going to look at this matter of what is the spirit that in the past controlled the weather. There is a spirit that controlled the weather. And I remember watching a little clip of LBJ. He was talking about the ability that America had to change the weather patterns, the clouds, internationally. And Lyndon Johnson said that this is going to be the new weapon of the future. And with the hurricane in Florida, yes, that was a direct hit by the deep state. It was a manufactured by man hurricane. It did not come into existence on its own. This is not a conspiracy. Forget that word conspiracy. You watch people begin to start to see things the way they should, and they're going to realize that the matter of weather warfare, you can go to DuckDuckGo, start page, search engines, put in weather warfare, defense weather warfare program 2025-2030. The proof exists that the government has been year by year perfecting how to manipulate weather using NEXRAD, using Doppler radar, using HARP, stopping moisture patterns from coming into an area, dumping heavy in one area, drought in the next, famine or complete drought in another area. It's been happening in California. It's happened here in Colorado. I remember back in the 90s on this station they had a gentleman that was on talking about HARP, High Auroral Astral Research Project. And in South Dakota, the snow would start in the winter. Before Christmas, it would start at Monday morning, 7 o'clock, it would snow. Snow all week. 5 o'clock Friday night, it would stop. Be clear all weekend. Start the next Monday morning. And even back then, they would talk about different colored snow. Purple or pink or green. We don't know the technology that exists to be able to do what just happened in Florida. And I watched the geoengineering.com website, and you would see the cluster of 50 NEXRAD hits all at once, and it looked like putting little sprinkles of the, you know, when you'd make a cake, you put the little sprinkles on top of the icing. All these little NEXRAD, all these Doppler radar sites that transmit these microwaves hitting that air and keeping that in place so it wouldn't move too quickly. Well, peace. Have peace over the weekend. Have the peace of Jesus Christ on your minds over the weekend. He's the one. He's the Prince of Peace. Be at peace. We'll talk to you on Monday. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.